Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Thursday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Today, I'm going to venture into a conversation we just don't talk about very often. I think it's a great topic, and I hope to discuss more about this in the near future. So I'm excited. Have you noticed that, and of course this is rhetorical, but I ask you to self-examine, how every organization or parts of that organization want to be innovative, disruptive. We want to use new things. But that's at odds and very different from us trying to be more efficient, us having excellence in our operations. This thought came to me when studying the Ditz book, and I thought it was a great, great topic. And so let me just spell this out. So innovation, if you think about it, is at odds. It has tension with continual improvement. If you have something in operations and you want to make it better, that's continual improvement, right? Continuous improvement, iterative improvement, whatever improvement way you want to look at it. But to be innovative, it means we must be doing things differently. Because when we improve something, it already exists. When we innovate, it doesn't exist, or it's not used in that way. I think in terms of innovation, and this is kind of humorous to me, that many of the medications that are prescribed were, when they went through research and development, they were really targeted for some other use, and some side effect happened. They go, oh, we can use that for over here on this thing. So we can use something that already exists in a new way. That's innovation. But a lot of times we call innovation something that's really improvement. Let me give you an example. Recently, I helped a very large organization automate aspects of their service management organization. This automation will help save outages, help save millions of dollars over time. It'll help a lot. But this automation is really continual improvement, way more than innovation. Now, there are ways that we can innovate in our service management organizations. And I would love to talk about that more frequently. But when we talk about using a chatbot, isn't that just in improving the way that we interact with our customers and users? When we talk about making things more accessible with our self-service, isn't that just continual improvement? There's nothing innovative there. And so there is innovation coming. I'm excited about how innovation can help us do things in ways that we don't do right now. But I want to close with this thought. When you look at large organizations, those leaders are rewarded for their operational efficiency, for their improvement. So company XYZ improved their numbers by 0.3%. Isn't that awesome? That's not innovative, right? And if you look at the most innovative companies, it takes them years, maybe decades, to create profits. How long did it take Amazon to turn profitable? How about Tesla? How about all these companies? I read where one car maker they're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars for every car they sell. It's because they have so much in research and development. And so you think about this innovation. It comes with a steep upfront cost. And yes, you can make it along the way, make it up. But think about how for your operational excellence, how you can make those iterative improvements. Sure, you can use innovative technologies for this improvement. That's very true, but it's not really innovation to you. I welcome those of you who disagree and challenge that notion. I think that'd be an awesome conversation. Even on a podcast, that would be an awesome conversation. But we must think of, are we really trying to innovate, or are we really trying to do something that exists, do it better? And that's the gist of this conversation. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us in this Thursday's podcast. I do appreciate the support from all who listen, all who support us on LinkedIn by following our LinkedIn company page, and even my posts on LinkedIn. I have those scheduled through the end of this year already and into January, just because it's easier for me to do them ahead. I do ask that if you or your organization, or you know of an organization that needs help in the areas of service management, asset management, or business continuity, that you reach out. Let me know how myself and or service management leadership can help you. Have an awesome rest of your Thursday, and thank you once again.